live from Piccadilly Circus in London, England. It's the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour. 30 minutes of hard-hitting, no-holds-barred discussion about the exciting and dangerous world of professional alligator wrestling. With your hosts, the eldest of the Ringhausen Brothers, songwriter, author, retired statesman, the first banjoist for the New York Philharmonic, and the legal representative of the International Brotherhood of Professional Alligator Wrestlers. A man who has sold more records than the Beatles combined, Richard J. Ringhausen. And marksman, sculptor, troublemaker, the 7-time World Welterweight Alligator Wrestling Champion and winner of the silver medal in alligator wrestling at the 1992 Summer Olympics in Barcelona, Spain. A man who once delivered 16 baby horses before noon. The youngest of the Ringhausen Brothers and the star of your show, Alan J. Ringhausen.
You know, this whole business of selling more records than the Beatles. You remember the Slim Whitman commercials they used to have?
That is exactly what I thought of.
I don't understand. That was, what, in the 70s or 80s when they were advertising Slim Whitman records for sale?
Slim Whitman has sold more records than the Beatles. Yeah.
And I was wondering how they could make that. I could understand them making that claim in this day and age when everybody just says anything they want to say, but back then there used to be some truth in advertising.
Okay. I actually researched that very thing. And apparently Slim Whitman had a single called Rosemary. I never heard it. But back in 1955, it was the number one record for 11 weeks. And at the time those commercials were made, no other record had been number one for that long.
How long?
11 weeks.
Okay.
And that's what they were basing their claim on.
Okay.
Now, what that had to do with selling records is a mystery, because it has nothing to do with selling records.
Okay.
And in fact, actually, before I get to that, though, I actually looked up now which songs had been at number one the longest.
Individual songs, not record albums.
Not record albums. A single that came out. Back then it was 11 weeks, and now it's up to 19.
I'm going to say, wasn't White Christmas on the list?
No, it was not.
It never made the list, okay.
But
what about Yesterday?
I'm just going to tell you right now, there's no Beatles songs.
None.
No.
What about Debbie Boone's You Light Up My Life?
No. You've got to think.
The Twist
everything
by Chubby Checker.
Everything on this list has been old. Since at least 1994.
Oh, it's new stuff.
Newer stuff, yeah.
That has stayed on the charts for...
No, not albums that stayed on, that they were number
song.
One
okay.
For Michael, 19 weeks.
Michael Jackson's got one.
No, he does not.
Okay.
That's a challenge, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I'm trying to think.
There is a Christmas song that was on the charts for 18 weeks.
Is that right?
And it was, it gets, because it picks up like another, it'll chart at number one again like every Christmas when it pops up now.
Is that right?
And this lady also had another song that was on there for 16 weeks, a single that she did with Boys to Men.
And Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey did One Sweet Day, which was on the charts for 16 weeks.
Okay.
But she had a Christmas song that was on for 18 weeks.
Wow.
As number one.
Okay.
All I Want for Christmas Is You.
I don't know any Mariah Carey music.
You know All I Want for Christmas Is You.
I do, but I don't know if I know her version of it.
She had the version. No, she's the version, man.
I think a lot of people have recorded that song.
Oh, Mariah Carey.
She's had the success with
it. And she had like a video of her dancing around in a little Santa outfit.
Rick, I am not obsessed with Mariah Carey like you are.
Wow.
And why do you have so many pictures of her here in the studio? That's sick. What's wrong with you, man?
That's Harry Carey.
Okay. And it's, okay, so let me think about a few others.
Y'all be thinking like rap music.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Those things have stayed on the charts for a New York State of Mind. No.
I'll give you the number one. There's two of them that were on for 19 weeks.
Okay.
One of them is Shaboozy.
Okay, I won't know that one.
I mean, by Shaboozy. Shaboozy's the artist.
Right, I get that. But
this song was a bar song called Tipsy.
Don't know it.
I never heard it. And the other one, the other one was 19 weeks, and it was a duet with Billy Ray Cyrus and Lil Nas X.
Okay, again, I'm struggling here.
Old Town Road in 2019 was on the charts for 19 weeks as number one.
Huh, I'll be darned.
Did you even had any clue at all?
Nothing going there.
How about the 16-week songs? That's Mariah Carey and Boys to Men, One Sweet Day.
Okay, no.
Luis Fonsi and Daddy Yankee featuring Justin Bieber. Despicato?
Nope, can't help you there.
How about Morgan Wallen Last Night?
Can you hum a few bars?
No, I can't. Harry Styles, As It Was. It's finally getting down here to where I know some of these things now.
Okay.
There's like six different songs that were on that were tied for 14.
Okay.
They were on charts for 14 weeks. And one of them was Whitney Houston. It was a song you know. That was a big Whitney Houston song.
From the movie that she was also in.
Dolly Parton song.
I Will Always Love You.
I Will Always Love You was a... 14 weeks.
That made Dolly a fortune. You know, she wrote and sang that song originally.
She wrote and sang that song, and she was approached when she was a young girl by Colonel Tom Parker that Elvis wanted to record that song. And but the gig was that any song Elvis recorded, they gave him title that he wrote it. So it would be like by Elvis Presley and Dolly Parton.
She wouldn't have
any
of that.
She, even though she was like young, poor, and starting out, she knew this was a good song that she wrote, and she wasn't going to let anyone else take credit. So she hung on to it.
She was on
to her incredible benefit.
She was on Johnny Carson one time. This is years and years ago, and she sang that song a cappella, and it made everybody, every single person in the audience, cry.
You know,
she had a voice like a bird. I mean, she was a wonderful singer.
It's not that big.
I shouldn't say she was. She's still alive.
If I went on the Tonight Show and sang that song, a cappella,
everybody would
cry. Okay, here's one by Los Del Rio.
Los Del Rio. I don't know.
1996, Macarena.
Oh, hey, Macarena.
Yeah. Boys to Men, I'll Make Love to You. I didn't know that one. But Elton John had one that was on for 14 weeks.
Elton John did Candle in the Wind.
Candle in the Wind is exact. Good. That's impressive. Yeah, when Princess Di died.
Yeah, that made him a fortune.
When she died.
That was the best thing ever happened to his career.
Oh, yeah.
That's terrible. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but it's true.
I'm sorry, Princess Di.
And Mariah Carey has another one on there. We Belong Together. I don't. Couldn't tell you. Black Eyed Peas.
The Black Eyed Peas. Let's get it started.
Nope.
Would I Lie?
No. That's pretty good. You've named two of them. That's two more than I could have named. Are they the Boom Boom Pow people?
Yeah.
I Got a Feeling.
Tonight's going to be a good night. Yeah, that's a good dance song.
Okay, well, that was on there for 14 weeks. And then there's one, Mark Ronson featuring Bruno Mars.
Oh, I probably have heard. He sang that at the Super Bowl. What is that song?
Uptown Funk.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Uptown Funk.
I do like that one. Of all the songs listed, that's probably the one that I would enjoy listening to. The rest of them are a bunch of crap.
what struck me about the whole thing, the whole business there, was how far out of the loop I am that I didn't know any of those songs.
Yeah, I know.
Isn't that sad?
You're a sad old man.
But then, the second part of that Slim Whitman thing, right?
Yeah.
Was he sold more records. So the question then I decided to look up was, which artists have sold the most records? You know, didn't have to be number one, but this is
individual or group?
This is sales and as per the company called Chartmasters.
Okay.
Individual, group, doesn't matter.
Beatles.
Number one, the Beatles.
Okay.
Have sold more records than almost twice as many as the next artist on it.
Okay. And am I going for the top 10 here?
Yeah, you go for the top 10.
Okay, I would have to say the Rolling Stones are in there somewhere.
The Rolling Stones are number 6.
Okay, that's not bad. What about Queen?
Queen is number 4.
Okay.
Hey, you're cooking on these.
What about AC/DC?
AC/DC is 13.
Okay. Still not too bad. The Who?
To go to the second page. Nope, Who's not on it.
Who did not make the list?
Who's left out? You know, there's a big controversy going on with the Who right now.
Yeah, what is it?
They fired Zach Starkey.
Oh, yeah, I heard that. I heard that he'll probably come back, though.
Zach Starkey was Ringo's son, mm-hmm. who's been the drummer for the Who for like 15 years. And the Who decided they're going on a farewell tour, which they've done like 6 times. But they're going on another farewell tour, and they fired Zach Starkey. And then the next day, hired him back. Said, yeah. Big mistake, you know, we didn't, you know, misunderstanding. And then a week later, they fired him again.
Okay. What about Elvis?
Elvis is number 3.
Okay. That's good.
So you've got about 4 or 5 of them right now out of the top 10.
Let me think about this a little bit more here. What about Madonna?
Madonna is number 5.
Okay.
Is she still alive? She's still grinding them out? Is she grinding them out? When's the last time she had a hit?
It's been a while.
I don't mean like a hit of whiskey. That's probably not been that long.
What about Cyndi Lauper? She had a bunch of hits.
Cyndi Lauper?
Yeah, I mean,
she's not even in the top 20.
There for a while, she was like 20. Selling a lot of records out there. Led Zeppelin.
Cyndi Lauper. Oh, Led Zeppelin is number 12.
Okay, that's not
Led Zeppelin. We were in high school, was a big thing.
That's a big, big stuff, yeah. Beach Boys.
I gotta go to page 2. Nope, Beach Boys are not in the top 25.
Wow, that blows my mind.
Oh.
They had a lot of hits and stuff.
Okay, they had Pet Sounds, which was a big album, and Endless Summer. Uh-huh. Name another Beach Boy album.
Beach Boys, Endless Summer.
Okay.
What about Elton John?
Elton John is number 11.
Okay, he's stuck to it. He's
that candle off. In the wind, you know, Princess Di.
Longevity.
Princess Di jacked him up to 11th.
Yeah. Okay. All right, here we go.
You know, and here's the problem. You know,
I guess Mariah Carey.
you have royalty die all the time. Yeah. I mean, Queen Elizabeth died, but there was no money to be made off that writing a song about
not
her.
Really, no. Now we're not dragging out, separating the Beatles individually.
No, Mariah Carey is 16.
Okay, well, she's top 20.
Yeah,
that's something. That's something, Rick.
It is. Let's see. You've got the Beatles, Presley.
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson is number 2.
Okay.
So you've got the top 6 so far.
Okay. Well.
And so now there's 4 more in the top.
Top 10?
Yeah.
4 more. Top 10.
Yeah.
British groups?
One of them's on a poster here in this room.
I already said the Who. I already said the Rolling Stones. I already said the Beatles. I already said Elvis.
Look at that Who poster.
Who else is there with the Who? Oh, Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd.
They had an album that stayed on the charts for like 200 weeks or something like that. The longest, what was it, Dark Side of the Moon or something?
Yeah, I cannot understand how Pink Floyd has sold that many albums.
You know, they did have records. Like the album of the year back in 79 or 80, The Wall. I mean, that thing sold like crazy. The other thing is they're popular, you know, outside the United States, too.
You might be right. Okay, the next two is somebody that's really old and one that's really new.
One that's really old, you know, like Chubby Checker or something like that?
Farther.
I already went back as far as Elvis. Well, Roy Orbison.
No, you got to get back. It doesn't have to be rock.
Bing Crosby?
Bing Crosby is not on that list, but you're in the right ballpark now.
Dean Martin?
No, one more try.
On old crooner, huh? Oh, Frank Sinatra.
Frank Sinatra is number 9.
I'll be darned.
And then there's another one on here that's number 8.
That's new, a newbie. Huh?
And could continue to climb. I anticipate when somebody does this podcast a year from now,
it'd be at the top of the list.
This person would be higher on the list.
I don't know.
Not going to pass the Beatles.
Yeah, I don't know. The Bay City Rollers.
No, it's young chick, dating a football player.
Oh, Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift is already number 8.
Wow, she's doing all right.
Oh, she grinds albums out to beat the band.
Oh, yeah. She's got a good, solid fan base. I can't tell you any of her songs. But yeah,
I can't name a single Taylor Swift song.
It was that Today Was a Good Day.
Yeah, I guess. And then the other one's a rapper. The only rapper in the top 10.
The only rapper in the group, huh?
Top 10. And he's a white guy.
A white rapper is the highest ranked rapper.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who's that?
Considering that... It's rap is considered a branch of black music.
Yes.
Oh, the top ranked song is by Eminem.
Oh, Eminem. Yeah, I forgot about him.
Okay, so you got everything on the top 13, and then you get into the other slag stuff.
Okay, okay. Let's hear who the garbage ones are.
I'll just go down the list here. U2 is 14th.
U2, overranked.
Yeah. Celine Dion.
Okay.
Name a Celine Dion song, can
I
you?
Can't.
And then Mariah Carey, who's making it just on the strength of that Christmas video in a little Santa Claus outfit.
Yeah.
Good for Mariah Carey. And then Rod Stewart.
Oh, yeah, Rod Stewart. He has some great hits, and he appealed to a wide audience.
Rod Stewart, yeah, you know, he was around in the 60s with the Faces.
Yeah, he was rocking and rolling.
And then when disco came out and he sold his soul to disco jumped right on that bandwagon. And then as he got older, he decided to go for the Barry Manilow gray-haired lady set.
Yeah.
And is still touring.
He had marketing skills.
Yeah, so he knew what he's doing. The next one actually is like the number one selling album of all time. And you had a copy of it on 8-track.
Boston?
Nope.
Meatloaf?
No. Nope. You got to think about your 8-tracks now.
Yeah, I'm trying.
It was the greatest hits album. Greatest hits.
Eagles.
Album. It was the Eagles, yeah. And then Eric Clapton.
Okay, I can see that.
You think? I guess he's like 3 or 4 different groups.
Yeah,
I think Derek and the Dominoes
and
Cream.
He's stuck around forever.
For a million years, yeah. He had some song where his kid like fell off a balcony and got killed and cashed in on
tears
that.
Tears in Heaven.
Yeah, Tears in Heaven.
We all cried.
Like Elton John, you know. you get the right dead person, you can make money off of it. Metallica?
You're darn right.
Does Metallica sell songs?
Oh, I love Metallica.
Here's one I don't even know who this is. Drake? Do you know who Drake is?
I heard of him, but I couldn't tell you a single Drake song. And my God, how did he make that list?
ABBA.
Knowing me and knowing you.
Waterloo.
You know, I hate to say this, but I like ABBA.
I like ABBA, too. I don't have any problem with ABBA. You know, they are touring now. But when you go to the concert, it's like a big screen and avatars of them. They sing their stuff, but it's not the wrinkled old gray-haired people.
It's when they were young, wearing bell bottoms.
Yeah,
they groovy clothes.
And they all look good.
Yeah,
and I was watching a show with Gene Simmons of Kiss.
Yeah,
he's going to do the same thing.
Yeah, I heard that they were going to do Kiss avatars.
But you know, here's the thing: when Kiss, you know, they put that makeup and stuff on, that covers a lot of sins.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, when
they got to kick it on a little heavier now.
When Gene Simmons washes that
off, they put it on with a spatula.
He looks old.
Yeah.
Gene Simmons, he's an interesting character. You know,
he's the leader of the band.
He's the leader of the band, but
and
he's
the leader of their business empire.
He's like a devout Jew.
I did not know that.
Like, I came from, grew up in Israel. Hey, actually, before I go any further, I got a commercial.
That's fine.
All right. Today's episode of the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour is
Rick, can I interrupt? When you started that commercial, you changed your voice. Were you supposed to be a different person?
No, but it's my commercial voice. Okay, it's my announcer voice.
Go ahead.
Today's episode of the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour is brought to you by Dr. Ferd's 6-week Alligator Wrestling Course. Are you a longtime listener of the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Podcast? Are you also a weak and worthless loser? Do you yearn to become a champion alligator wrestler, just like Allie Ringhausen? Well, it's Dr. Ferd to the rescue. Brother Brad has just opened a new school to teach the fine art of alligator wrestling. Brad will start you with all the basic holds, the half and full Nelson, the roundhouse, the sleeper, the atomic pile driver. Each week, you will master a new hold and participate in dynamic training. And will you be fighting real alligators? You bet! And not just any alligators. Dr. Ferd has gathered some of the biggest, meanest alligators on the planet. And he keeps them lean, fast, and hungry, so that you know that when you walk out of Dr. Ferd's class with your green belt, the highest rank in the world of alligator wrestling, that you will know that you are the real thing. No more going to the beach and having sand kicked in your face by some alligator bully. Grab that gator by the tail, fold him in half, and make him say Uncle. Uncle Ferd! Or shall we say, Dr. Ferd. Don't be a weak and worthless loser for another second. Sign up for Dr. Ferd's alligator wrestling class today. First 10 applicants receive a free first aid kit.
That was a long commercial. Rick, do you remember when we went, when we were in Florida together and we went to the alligator wrestling show?
Yes, I do.
And, you know, we had our pictures.
Wait, let me get back to my regular voice.
Okay, thank you. And the actual alligator wrestler guy that, you know, worked there at the alligator wrestling park, he was standing in a pool of water with an alligator and, you know, went through different exercises that he did and storytelling and so forth. I think it would be better if you and I set up our own alligator wrestling park, you know, like sideshow like that.
Yeah. Down in Grafton, maybe.
And had an alligator that was tame or, you know, had all of its teeth removed or whatever to where it's actually harmless. But people don't know this. And one of us, I'm assuming it'll be me, will jump in the pool with the alligator, start, you know, wrestling with him and stuff. But it's deep enough water that I can disappear under. And the water's muddy enough that once I go below the surface, you can't see me anymore.
And you have like a little trap door that you go out.
No, I have a tank under there, yeah. You know, and like something I'm holding on to so that I can put the mask on and start breathing and stay underwater long enough to really upset everybody. He's not coming up.
You know, somebody going to do something? You want to? Jump in there.
The problem is if you did it in Grafton, some schmo would pull out a revolver and kill the alligator.
Yeah, you don't want him firing into the tank of muddy water.
I'll fix it. He'll never kill again.
Where was it? Gene Simmons. I was talking about Gene Simmons.
Gene Simmons,
yes. Kiss. You know, and you look at him and he's what, the demon? Is he the,
right, he spits blood.
He's like.
Flex his tongue and, yeah.
He's like very much a family man mother's boy.
Uh-huh.
Like his aged mother comes to the Kiss concerts and he
really?
And comes backstage and talks with him and stuff.
Wow. Okay.
You know, it just struck me as odd. And
it
apparently
doesn't fit.
Yeah. And apparently, you know, you think they're like this big drinking drug army, and he didn't do drugs.
Right. Some of the members of KISS did.
Some of them did. And as the years went on, Gene Simmons bought their shares out.
Right. He controlled it.
To where he owns KISS.
All the memorabilia, all the stuff.
The KISS like Army stuff.
Millions and millions of dollars. Yeah.
And the other guys in the band get a salary.
Right.
And you get the feeling there's different guys now playing like the different characters. They're not all original anymore.
Well, him and Paul Stanley stayed the course.
Yeah, and they,
the lead singer,
Ace Frehley and Peter Criss.
Yeah, they went to the wayside, but then they came back.
Yeah, come and go.
Yeah, but, yeah.
But I'm saying, you know, you go to a Kiss concert, you know, who knows who's behind the makeup?
Right.
It could not. It's possible you
could
watch
be four
that.
Other guys and
four
they're
other
just...
guys and Gene Simmons sitting backstage with a microphone singing his part.
Whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, that is a concert that I regret that I didn't go and see during their heyday.
Kiss?
Yeah.
Now, did Larry was like a giant Kiss fan, wasn't he?
Larry, our friend Larry Klunk was a giant supporter of Kiss. He loved Kiss.
He was a member of the Kiss Army.
I'm sure he probably was. You know what the Kiss Army was?
No.
You know what KISS stands for? Kids in Service of Satan.
Kids in Service of Satan. Yeah, probably not. I'm going to finish up my list here before we run out of time.
Oh, yeah, okay.
There's three more names on here. Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, well, yeah. He's,
Springsteen sold a lot of albums? I guess he does. He's got
a
lot of
followers. He sold a ton of them. Plus, he just kept going for a long time.
And Whitney Houston. I guess Whitney was...
I thought we already talked about Whitney Houston.
No, that was Mariah Carey.
No, Whitney Houston had a song, I Will Always Love You.
Yeah, that was on the list of the songs that have been individual on the number songs one. But this is selling albums.
Right, well, her... Yeah, okay.
Well, someone else...
She's not putting out any new ones.
Someone's collecting the money, not her. And Fleetwood Mac is the last one.
Fleetwood Mac. I would not have guessed...
You know, Fleetwood Mac was around in the 60s, and so was Pink Floyd.
Okay.
You know, that like this poster we got up here is 1966 with Pink Floyd and The Who.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you think of Pink Floyd, you think, you know, the, what was the album with
Dark Side of the Moon?
Dark Side of the Moon. You think Dark Side of the Moon. Like they came out of nowhere for Dark Side of the Moon, but they'd been around for a million years.
Okay.
Now, I don't think it's the same lineup. And same thing with Fleetwood Mac. Fleetwood Mac started in the 60s. And, you know, McVie and Fleetwood were the two originals, but there were like four or five other people who were not part of the classic lineup.
Right. That's what bothers me. You've got some of these bands that are touring nowadays that don't have a single original member in them.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
That should be against the law.
When you go to see Larry and the Klunks.
You want to see Larry Klunk behind the drums. And the Ringhausen brothers up front.
Yeah. And Denny behind keyboards.
Who? The Klunks and the Ringhausen. And, you know, we had like Nate
Postlewaite.
He was in there for...
He's been there long enough that he gets to be a Klunk.
Yeah.
You want to see... You
there are a few other stragglers, but...
Yeah. Yeah. Stu Stutcliffe's of the
there
band.
There you go, yeah.
Pete Best, yeah. If I go see the Beatles, I don't need to see Pete Best or Stu Stutcliffe. I'm good with John, Paul, George, and Ringo.
Yeah, I would be.
Well, you're not going to see him much now.
Mm-mm.
Do you know, before I forget, this is episode 104?
I thought it was 102.
No.
Okay.
This is 104. You know what that means?
I think we've been doing this for over 2 years then.
2 years. 52 weeks times two is 104.
Yeah, which is amazing considering that 97% of all podcasts never make it past 2 weeks.
And the ones that make it past 2 weeks generally have more than 50 listeners.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah, well, we haven't quite hit that yet, have we?
No, we're getting there.
Okay.
I figure 4 or 5 more years, we'll be over 100.
Woohoo! I wouldn't... Rick, there's two problems there. One, I don't believe that'll ever happen. And two, I don't think you'll last that long.
4 or 5 years. I'm not wagering on that either.
You're really stretching it now.
Mark Twain, I was reading this biography of Mark Twain.
Yeah?
Where when he got to be really old, like in his 70s, he just assumed that he only had a couple years left to go and that he was just going to enjoy himself.
I kind of assumed that on a daily basis.
He wasn't going to do any more lectures or dinners where he had to speak or anything. He just wanted to hang out, play pool, and he had a thing for young girls. He liked to have prepubescent teenage girls hang around with him, too.
That's kind of weird.
Yeah. Okay. His angel fish, he called them.
Wow.
supposedly nothing ever happened. But for the last two or three years of Mark Twain's life, he had young girls, like they in his, he called them the Aquarian Club, that would come hang out with him.
Okay.
And his their mothers would bring them over and drop them off.
That's all very weird.
And they that's what it is kind of weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
It strikes you as weird. But nowadays, I'm assuming that that would be frowned on.
That would put you in jail, I would think.
You know, but he's like 73 or 4. He said all he wanted to do was hang out, hang around with his angelfish and play pool and drink, smoke.
Okay.
Well, that's the way to go out, isn't it?
Other than the smoke, drink, play pool.
Other than hang out with prepubescent teenage girls.
It's got to be better than sitting in a basement with my elderly brother.
Yeah, but think of
once a week doing a podcast.
Think
my
God. Think of the wisdom you get, though, by hanging out with me.
I'm
like
still
that.
Waiting.
All right, is that time?
Is it, well, yeah, it definitely time? Is. All my right. God, this is ending on a very sad note.
No, it's having a good time. Yeah. You sit around, smoke and drink and shoot pool.
I don't even remember what we talked about at the start of this.
See you later. See you later from Rick Gator.
And Alligator.
This has been the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour. The Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour is brought to you by Uncle Den's Roasters. Tastes just like chicken, but it's not. And by Cannoli's Canine Cough Drops. If your dog is coughing, he's coughing for a cannoli. No portion of today's broadcast may be reproduced without the express written consent of the North American Alligator Wrestling Association. And with that little bit of legal business in hand, see you later from Rick Gator and Alligator. This has been the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Network. Accept no substitutes. Like there are any.